Shmuel, Aleph. Aleph. Shmuel Aleph. Shmuel Aleph. Perek Beis. The pasuk says, Ve'eli zokin ei, Yishama isko asher yasu bono, Bechol Yisrael. In other words, they were guilty of certain averes that made it. Ve'eis asher yishkabu nesanoshi hatzidis pesach le'eli. So, superficially it appears that they were guilty of terrible sins. Shabbos that day. Omar Shmuel ben Achmin, Omar Abinitz, Kolayim Abneilu Chotu Eini Alateh. So Tesis points out, he doesn't mean Eini Alateh, that they didn't sin out there. Of course they sin. They sin things, or in Kochim, they took more than they were entitled to. But Kolayim Abneilu Chotu, that terrible idea of mute, Eini Alateh. He wasn't guilty of that terrible idea. But they were guilty of many ideas. But not has to show him of Ishish of Neil. Because the Pasuk says that Shahishkun is Hanoshi. So Kawaimeya, Neil Chotin or Te. So he says, Peleth be my Bechsiv, Ashayishkun or Chot. And when Bazin Kochimoy, he sees Bitterim Yachirun Achilet, and when Bazin Kochim, before the actor, they used to take away parts of the components. So that they were guilty, but not Hasi Sholem of Neil. How is it known? Shenema Rishom Shnei Be'il. Chofnu Pinchos Kehanu Ladishan. So he mentions Chofnu Pinchos. Savalek Rab, Yoma Rab, Pinchos Loichop. So then there is a memory by Rab. Rav says the Pinchos lechot, but Chokhmi the Yetu son says Chokhmi the Pinchos. So according to Rav, Chokhmi was guilty of the Avila, but Pinchos not. So Shmuel ben Achmina begins, and he goes one step higher. Rav says the Pinchos lechot. But Chofni, yes. Shmuel Nachmini says, Im Chofni is Leichot. So how does Rab know that Pinchos Leichot? Because there is another passage that says, Achiyo ben Achitu, Achiyo Yikodem ben Pinchos ben Eli Ken. So the passage is Yachis, a certain Ken was being debated in later years to Pinchos ben Eli. If Pinchos had been guilty of Miyuk, then the Pasuk couldn't be Yachs. Because anyone who is guilty of Miyuk is not destined to have a descendant who will be aided in the Miyuk. So he says, Vachiyo ben Achito Vachiyo Kodet ben Pinchos ben Eimelike Efshe Achet Bo Yodei Bis Chet of Miyuk Vachosuk Miyachsei Vahulifonema Koins Abishem Lish Asha Yaseno Eo Veino the Tziposit Malachai Neol Yaakov Umadish Mincho Lishem Tzvokis. In other words, if somebody is guilty of Neil, so he cannot have a descendant who will participate in the Yoshibah. So the Tziposit is reference to two things. Somebody who is Shvala Nochis Ligoye or any other Neil fish is Neil. So Mele, if Pinchos had been guilty of Neil, in the process Malachi says that he calls Adishem, Lish Ashiya sent of Neil, Magish Mincho Lashem Tzvokim. So how could the prosecutor Shmuel The Pasuk in Shmuel mentioned, in other words, Pirkei Aleph, that the grandson of Pinchas, so was either David in the Mikdash, so it's a riot that his grandfather was not guilty of David. So who was guilty? Ashishna Noshe, just off according to that. So he said, Ishmamino, Pinchas Lechot, Eloxi, Ashishkitun. Ashenishkibon was shrad. So the Moran says Nishkibon, there is no war after the base. There is no war after the base, just the news of it. Ashenishkibon. In other words, it's Loshiyot. The Daoshin is the Xid, Loshiyot, only Chot. והכסיב על בוני, כרתי והשמוע, אומר רב יצחוק, בוני בני כסיב. There is only one you, not two you. Then, ודימור אס, והכסיב מעבירים, לסלו של רבי, כי אשר עונה כאילו על בוני, כאילו יתוי והשמוע, אשר עונה כשמע, מעבירים מעמד השם, לסלו של רבי, So the boy is the teres. Vaksiv mavirin, Omar Abune Pred Rav Yishua maviron ksiv. Rashi says, it's a use from Shebeshes. Milad Geiris, Vaksiv maviron, maviron. But this is his Geiris. So it says, how can the boy say, maviron ksiv, it's a chosera, there is no use. Now Masiras, there is a youth. Ma'aviri, Amadishe, so between the Reish and the Mem Sofi, there is a youth. So again, this is a, there is a there. Then, this is what Rav says. But Rav Shmuel, Rav Achmei, Rav Gilson, he goes one step far, and he says, not only Pinchas was not guilty of that day of war, but even Hoffman was guilty. So Amar Rav Shmuel, Panachmein Amar Rav Yis, Koleim Rav Neil, Lechoto Inu Retei Yishnei Rav Yishom Shnei Neil, Hoffman Pinchas Chana Dishen, Sabo Et Rav Amar Rav, Pinchas Lo Yichot. So then he goes one step further, Makish Hoffman Et Pinchas, Ma Pinchas Lo Yichot Yav Hoffman. Ala Man Kayim Ashe Yishkel Nesanoshim, So it's not to be understood according to Rabbi Nissen to the Shute. The Tich Sheshoa Eskineyan, Shalehochu Eitzel Baleyan, Mala Alein HaKosov Kilushon. It's not to be understood the Eitzel in the Choch, Shalach and Chasashon. But it means they, the Norah Mechaber, they did it that's right. So they used to postpone the HaKodesh Kabonis. So when Yehudas, came to Shiva that was before, and it is the Yiddish of the Supreme of Life, to be matched with, you know, a Kabbalah's yield, it's not Kabbalah's. So they made the yield, they stay, and then they kept them away from their husbands, and they all acted them from the Yiddish. So it's my law, Akoso, Kiribal. It has to be explained, but yeah, what's the Shaykh's stuff? But then you describe the noise. So, this, well, the Asher is not Geiris, Mabirum, so there is no Kash, but Tetzis is Geiris. So, he says, Hashas Shalom Uchilik al Asmorim Shalom, Shekosuv de Mabirum. Now, this is what Tetzis says here. Tetzis Masiris Umor, Yumutzim Shal Masiris Uchilik al Hashas, Yusach HaShabbos, Rabin Meiru Mabirum, Koy Shalom or Ksi Mabirim Mole. Mabirim Mole. Again, according to Rashi, the Shabbos, there is no there. But he is the sixth day. And again, in respect to Anisha Ksi, according to Rashi, there is no there. But according to Rashi, the Chubes, according to the Chubes, there is no there. So the Abdelia gives here an exhaustive list of all the variants. Of all the variances, and it's an exhaustive list, not only variances between מה הוא מסיר? אין זה מסיר חזק, בודים מהקדויות, מה הוא מסיר? אין זה מסיר ברשי, ברשי או תיסס, so, an exhaustively so. Of all the variances, there is only one variance that is a variance according to all the shame, that is a variance between Advaseres of the old More, Chazal, and Dao Masere according to all the shame. Mashiach in the other variances, have variances of the Rashi, of the Tesis, of this one, of that one, but not in Masere between, not in variance, between our Masere, in the Masere of Chazal, according to all the shame. The only variance that is a little cool on a variance between our Masir and Masir of Chazal is the connection with Kamis. Kamis, Usumsi. Alright, now. So Abdeide gives here a holist. So, he says, Pichei Motsino Gnidet Afwadikinu Omedaleh Teses Divar Master והמייסי שכוספו והמסיר השלון ומחול לבשץ. That's Nisa. But again, this is not the variance according to all the shame, only according to Tesis Gersi, Rashi's Gersi in the Tshuva, but according to Rashi's Gersi, we are needed, there is no variance. Then, who will be good at that conveys, Kospu Tesis, the Baichal, who beits Psuki, Somoch Likarsh, the Moreh says in the Gileh that we cannot, a male of the Gileh cannot start reading the Torah less than two psukim from the Parsha. Either he starts reading the Torah at the beginning of the Parsha or three psukim away from the Parsha. But he cannot start reading the Torah two psukim from the Parsha or one person from the Parsha. So Teitzel says, this is Eshikash, how an Alima Kainis, we read by how. So he says, by how, the Pesuk by how, is two psukim from the Parsha. If you look in our Sefer, May Islam invade, prosecute out. By how may she say the Shem of the Kor? By in a lobo ad Shem yechre apcho da mecho, asher utzim somer as Mitzrayim, ikir agodei u idiot chazok. So that's prosecute out. Where is the beginning of the parashe? Where you see it came. It's prosecute Zion. So you have Zion, Ches, Tes, Yud, so how many psukim is it from the beginning of the parasha? Four psukim. So what's this one? He says there, that they is constituted by how we base psukim some of the parasha. It's not base psukim, it's doubt. So, it's how it, he says Masira is different than our Masira. Now, so this variance,
Psukim were connected?
It's not the textual variance, because between one pasuk and another, is there any manifestation in the text of the Sefer? There is not. There is a textual manifestation in the hexes between one sefer and another, between one chumash and the other. So, and between one parasha and the other, there is a textual manifestation. In other words, psucho or stumo. So, whether psucho or stumo, so between one parasha and the other, there has to be a space of tesis. But between one pasuk and the other, there is no physical manifestation. So, what is the whole machine? Whether it's one pasuk, two psukim, what's the difference? It's not an arbitrary thing. There is nothing in that. Ihnen ist die Gabi Schwester Tor. Loch ihr ist, you're not allowed to start reading the Torah unless it is the theme of the Parashe, or at least three psukim away from the Mufanta. From two psukim, the Mufanta is not allowed to do that. So what is Nassau? The Nassau is not something that has a textual manifestation. As a matter of fact, there are more in similar ways. Sif Lamed Beis says that it's the proper thing to have a little bit of hepsek, a little bit of hepsek between one pasuk and the other. As long as the hepsek is not a hepsek of tesis, then it's possible. Because the hexic of Tessus, yes, is indicative of the parish. If the Sintra of the Vaidus in the Torah will make a hexic of Tessus between one person and the other, it will be possible. But if it's a small hexic, a little bit of space is all right. So, the Ramon mentions a certain issue. So the Ramon says the Kachma, the Tazis Chelik, he says that Christian only mentions that the Sefer doesn't become possible. But they say that you have to have to make a hepsek between one pasuk and the other. Between one pasuk and the other, there shouldn't be any more hepsek than between one table and the other. What's the hepsek that there has to be between one table and the other? G-A-S-C-O-P, like enough space to write is a yud. A yud. That's all. So he says, between the Senachlik is between the Rabbah and the Taz is, where there is the proper thing to read between one Pasuk and the other, a greater Hepsek than the Hepsek that is left between one table and the other. So the Rabbah says it is the proper thing, as long as it's not the Lichti Tesesis. And the Taz says, no, it's not possible, but it's not a problem. Anyway, there is no textual manifestation of psuki, but there is such a thing as psuki. So the meaning of psuki is not as a solemn arbitrary, but it's told in Masera. There is no physical textual manifestation. So that doesn't bother. It's not strange that there is a variance between the Maseira of Pesach and our Maseira. Because here in the Chumashim, so we have a physical manifestation of one pasuk and the other. So it's not so strange. So then he says, but Chavgirga mentions that all kinds of variants. So yes, not a kashim. And Chalmir Pesach, we see the Kshes HaTorah, we start from the Krafter, and the Krafter is two psukim from the beginning of the Tash. If you look at our Kshes HaTorah, it's three psukim from the beginning of the Tash. Let's look at it from people. From the parasha, but in our Masera, it's Bitzel. So, he says, there is a variance. Again, this is not something that involves a textual variance. It's only variance in the Maseya. Because in the Torah there is no physical manifestation between one person and another. Then he says, "Yechin dichavten dibum tzukin mishkosek mar shoshon ubitzochin daf kofi zayin tizdi amar shindin kosku shalim tochin sheyie lizmei abeis beis tzukin viyu bisvorim shalonu nizma kofi zayin that's in halal." So we just take two cases, says Ibsachim, that we don't find a parish in Tanakh that will consist only of two pesukim. But according to our Maseira in Tiri, Pesuk Tzayin, how the Hashem Kogoyim Shatru Kogoyim is because of the Chazir, then we say Hashem, they will have a job, two pesukim, and that's a parish Kuf Tzayin. So, there was a variance. I mean, we see from this Rabbi Greger, the Amidus of Rabbi Greger, the 7 points in the question. Chazal say, he said, in Marishayim, Kimrach HaShore, is Onu Kimiyodom. In Marishayim, Kimiyodom, Onu Kichamir, the Roy Kichamir is Onu Kichamir, and it's Gimor in Shabbos. The Roy Kichamir is Onu Kichamir, but an ordinary Kichamir. So what's the Shabbos? You know, the same thing to Malach HaShoretz, and you know, the our ancestors had been on the level of Malachim, so then we are on the level of Malachim. And the our ancestors had been on the level of Malachim, and we are like Hamlet, but the Chazal and so on. It's not about what kind of status did our ancestors have, whether they had the status of Malach HaShoretz. We mainly really had the status of the other, or our ancestors had the status of the other, and mainly we had the status of the other. It's not the stuff. It's inconceivable. But the chat is very simple. You know, modern people, white people, are accustomed to say, yeah, our ancestors, the day before, you know, great people and geniuses, but they were human beings like we. So if one adopts that attitude, with our ancestors, the baby before us, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, from the order, you're not infallible. I mean, it's a common peace now. So then, we would be happy. But if we adopt the attitude of the shame, the idea of bullying, the Rambam, the beef, well, Akasha, maybe it would be exaggerated. Maybe. But the Chol HaPachas, if we adopt this approach of considering the daily soil, the daily shofaneinu, as angels, so we'll at least power up the behavior pattern of human beings. But if we'll become so enlightened, so modern, how the shame the other, what is the number, what is a great person. So then we'll be like Hamir, then we'll deport ourselves like Hamir, and not even like Hamir should be here, but like average Hamir. So Abdreya saw a case of Shah, and says, I have one prayer. There is no page of Tuksuk. So, and Abdreya found one page in all of Tanakh. Of the so, if Abdullah had not adopted the point of view that our Shaykh Ibrahim HaShoretz makes sense, but if Jesus was an angel, couldn't have overlooked for a moment, that's what every one of us believes, everyone. Abdullah needs to be right, really, I tell our Shaykh Ibrahim HaShoretz, not Shaykh, Jesus forgot for a moment. So apparently, Tzitzis had a Maseira that Kuf Yud Zayin has more than Tupsi. So he said, so he mentions that Vilu Bisroim, Ubi Tzochim, Dach Kuf Yud Zayin, Amidala, the Tzitzis, Amasal, Shemim, Kosu, Shemim, Tzochim, Shemim, Yizna, Beis Tzuch. Vilu Bisroim, Shalom, Yusna, Kuf Yud Zayin, Beis Tzuch. Ayma, Shoshim. So these things are not real variances because there is no textual manifestation. One person took sukkim, five sukkim. I mean, they are really the same way as if it all had been one person. There is a textual manifestation between one parasha and two parashas, but not between one pasuk and two pasuk. But then he starts mentioning real variances. It is another one that I know. Pirsha Rashi Shom, he begins the Yochid Ksiv Karnei Smole, and he says, Tira Shalom of Ksiv Chosa. That's the Mole in the Sanhedrin. So there the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Bishamai say that Barchatoyes Chitzeniyes, so Shtim Matonis is Me'akit, and Bishilal says that the Eved is Matonachas. So the Gemara says at first what the Machmeit is, whether Yeshem Mikro or Yeshem Imaseles. So the Shammai hold Yeshem Yimikho. So we have Karmis mentioned in the Yimikho three times. So we have Vayikho Dalet Posik Chobbeis Asher Nosi Yechto Viyosa Achas Nikol Mitzis Adishem Olekov Asher Loise Oseno Bishgobo Broshi Oy Heida Ilot Chatose Yashe Chotobo Heide Eskabone Yisir Yizim Zochotam Yisom Achyode Alvei Shasoyer Yishochat Yisi Vilkim Asher Yishchat Yisraelo Yitnei Adishem Chatosu ולוקח הקיר מדמחתוס בעצבוי, ונוסן על קרמיס ניף בחיים, וסדומי לישפי חלביסי ניף בחיים. אז כל כך ביקר המזבחו, תחיל את זה לחשומים וחיתו, והקירים לחיתוס ונזרח. So here at the Torah mentions קרמיס, in connection with the soy of the nose. How is קרמיס written here? חוסר. There is no word between the moon and the sun. And then the Torah, in connection with the Chispo, of the Sirasism, the Nefesh Achas, Techto Pishgobo Mamorolets, Vaseiso, Achas, and Mises of Hashem, Asher Loise Oseno Vyoshi, Oy Heidai Ot Chatose, Asher Choto, Vehidi Korbonei Sirasism, Nimo Nikeiba Chatos Asher Choto, Vissomach Es Yodei, Al Reish Achatos, Vishochat Es Achatos, Vinkimo Eilo, כי לא כך חכים מדומו באצבוי, ולא שם על קרמיס מצבח האילו, וסקודומו ישפך על מסד המזבח. מזבח. So, again קרמיס is mentioned, in connection with Siron, of Siron Cape. So, again חוסר. And then, וסקוחל בו יוסף, קוחל בו יוסף, השביס הכי, זה בחשבנו, יפטר הקרע, מסביך או לריח, מחריח בנשם, וכיף לעוד הקרע ונסלח. Then the Torah says, in כבס, in connection with the tips of me, in כבס יובי קובונו וחטוס, נגיבוס כימה ונשאנו, נסומח את שיובי על ויש החטוס, נשוח הטיס על החטוס, ונקים אשר יש חטוס העיר, ולא כך הקרע מדם החטוס באצבוי, ונוסן על קרניס נסבח העיר, וסקודומו ישפך על זה יחצבו. So, again, Karmis is mentioned. So, Karmis is mentioned in connection with Soyamosi. Karmis is mentioned in connection with Siron Keva of Yochim. And Karmis is mentioned in connection with Kisron Keva of Yochim. In Alma Seire, so every Karmis is Chosa. The Karmis in Soyamosi mischosa, the karma is sincere of Yochi mischosa, and the karma is of kisva of Yochi is also mischosa. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Batalei, there's a machlekes between Bishamah and Bistila is on the question as to whether Yeshem Yikho or Yeshem Maseiros. So Rashi explains it, that the karma is in connection with Sironosi, is Hosk. The karma is in connection with Sironikebo, is Hosk. The karma is in connection with Kisvo, the Yochi, is more. But that's not in harmony with our Maseiros, because according to our Maseiros, even the karma is in connection. The kiss for the Yochi is also possible. But Rashi says that the karmas of the connection with the kiss for Yochi is more. So Mele Bishamai Hol Yeshem Yimikho. So we interpret everything from the point of view of the Mikho. The Mikho is always more. So we have three karmas like some Mele Moshe Rabbe. So each karma is Yoshin Rabbi is two. So three times is six. So Chavi Gufe. So the karma is that is mentioned in the Psukim in connection with the kiss for the Yochi. So that's the Gufe. But the other karma is four, because they shouldn't need four. So we say Shtayim. So one is one karmis of the, so we have four karmis. So it means that four lechatchile and two dead. That's what Gemara in Israel says. And Bisil say Yishin Maseiros. So maybe we have four karmis. So then we have four lechatchile and one there. Anyway, so according to that Gemara it appears that one karma is the one. So Chachmiga says, and Hashem pointed out that now Messias, all the karmas are possible, not more. So that's what he says. Ubi Sanhedrin Tavdalet Amdalet Pirush Rashi Shom. The kids of Yoch Ksiv Karmis Mole, the Ksiv Atir Shalom or Ksiv Chosa. So this is the balance according between the Maseira of Chazal and our Maseira according to all the chain. But Rabbi Kriga mentions Rashi because from the more it's not clear which Karmis is about. Whether the Karmis of the Soyo of Nosi or the Karmis of the Siro of Yochit or the Karmis of the kids of Yochid. Rashi says the karma is of the kids of Yochid. That's why Rabbi Kriga mentions Rashi. But whether it's this one or that one, there's a variance. Because in our Maseira, all the three karmas are possible. That's a real variance. Then he mentions another variance. Dalet, because Rashi in the parsha b'hoyot in Yachov k'siv l'kitokis choser the parsha b'hoyot shomea k'siv more. So that's the variance between Maseir of Chazal and more and our Maseir according to Rashi Pshat but not according to Tesis Pshat because there too the Gemara says the Shmuel says that in the parshas of Kiyom we have four parshas in the Kiyom Kaddish v'yikim v'achor Shmaim v'hoyim shemeya. So how does that Shmuel know that? So he says Titokis, Titokis, Titokis. So Melee, he says as follows. Titokis is mentioned in three parshas. In Hoyot v'yacho, in Shma, in v'hoyim shemeya. Let's see in Hoyot v'yacho. Last possible day. Vahoyo leoi sal yotcho utitokis ben necho. Ki bechize kiyodu tiona vishem mitzrayim. So utitokis, So Rashi says, there is no vav here. There is no vav here between the tay and the sof. There is a vav between the first test and the second test, but there is no vav between the tay and the sof. That's in Bonavriach, in Shema Yisrael. So there is no vav between the tay and the sof. Also, but there is a vav between the tay and the sof. But if you look now, it's Pataros. So you find that not only in Boyer to be Yachon it's a chosa, there is no work between the pain and soul, and not only in Farsh Shema it's a chosa, there is no work between the pain and soul, but even in Boyer Shemeya there is no. So again, according to Rashi's Pshat, there is a variance between our Masere and Masere of Chazal. But according to Rashi's Pshat, so the Gemara says, the top things, because one Jitokis is a mole, one Jitokis is a mole, and the other Jitokis is a chosa, so we have four, because he is in the mikro. So mele, he says, no, not because of the Yishin, so we have three Jitokis. So it's Yei Shein the Maseas. Rabbi Shmuel holds Yei Shein the Maseas. So mele, that the Maseas in Boyim Shemeya, there is a vav, it's a mole. So it's two, Rosh Merabi. So, but in Boyim Kiyacho, there is no vav. The Maseas is Rosh Yochid. And in Shema, there is no vav. So we have the one Titokis, in Boyer Kiyacha, because there is no vav, Yishin in Maseres. And in Shema, another Titokis, another Parsha. So there is no vav. And then in Boyer Shemeya, there is a vav. So from the point of view of the Maseres, it's two Rosh Merabi. So two more Parshas. So you have four Parshas. Rabbi Akiva says no, because Titokis, Tat, Yechat, Veshtayim, so you have four. That's Rashi. So according to Rashi's Pshat, there is a variance. Because the common town is here in Sinagor. So it's a chosar, the Titokis in Boyer Shemeya. But from the town explains it differently. The mole is not the Titokis in Eikev, in Boyer Shemeya, but it's in the Hoyer Kviyachav, all Titokis. There is a vav. Before the topics. Mashiach in Shema, in Boyim Shemeya, he doesn't say all the topics. He just says, let the topics be there. So according to Ramatan's Pshat, there is no there. According to Rashi's Pshat, there is a there. Anyway, these are all the variances in Chamish Chukteo. Then, Ramatreya mentions being something, but that's not, doesn't concern us. And in as much as the variances, so, but of the variances that he mentions, so only one variance is according to the shame, that's counted. But other variances, no. It's amazing. There should be one variance. So, the Chiddush HaRam, the Chiddush HaRashbam, and the Chosid HaRamban, and the Rambam in Rishon, and the Rambam in Rishon. The only issue with these variances. And then the Chiddush HaRam, now we know in Yiddish. So he mentions the variances in regard to this or according to Hazel's Gers and Rashi Mitchures and Tokis according to Rashi Shite and Kamis according to everybody. And he says that in that it was the Machlokes between between Aaron ben Hoshea and Yaakov ben Achtor. It's not a game. The games of Tzadikim are before Achtor. There are two Chachmim in Israel. They live in Eretz Israel. One was Aaron ben Hoshea. One was Yaakov ben Achtor. Why was one called Aaron ben Hoshea? Not that his father's name was Hoshea, but he was Mishiachis Yishevet Hoshea. And Yaakov ben Achtor, why was he called ben Achtor? Not that his father's name was Achtor. But, yeah, I think his father's name was Moshe, but he was Mishiachis Yishevet Achtor. So there was a machlokes between two Chachmim in Israel. Now, Rashi, so Chiddush Aran, Chiddush Rashbo, saying, both saying, that all these variances are between the Maseret of Chazal, in connection with Kalmitz, in connection with the Topics, in connection with Misoxi. So our variances only according to the Maseret of Arnosh. But there are no variances according to the Masere of Mishne Lachon. Now, our Stotores are based upon the Masere of Aron Rosh. Who was the Machria that we should buy the Stotores? There was a big Machlekes between two Chachmim Yisrael, between Aron ben Hoshea and Yaakov ben Achtor. Who was the Machria that Klal Yisrael should adapt the Maseiras of Aaron ben Hoshea? The Rambam says that he got the Torah that was moving after the Torah of Aaron ben Hoshea. And that's the Maseiras in our Torah. But so all the kashas, the variances between the Maseiras, our Maseiras, and the Maseiras of Chazal, so it's only variance according to Aaron ben Hoshea's Maseira. But we adopted the Maseira of Aaron ben Hoshea. But according to the Maseira of Yaakov ben Achtor, there is no variance. It's remarkable that Klal Yisrael, that the Rambam was the one who was in the Rambam. Because Rashi and the Ramah, you will see, they mention the Stateras, it's Kalmis. So in the Tzuchim, dealing with Chipso, the Yochim, so comes in the moment. So the Al-Khidush Aran immediately, an hour tomorrow, he said. Anyway, it's kind of what we do. Abgeria doesn't mention Petua Dako, whether with the Nalek or with the Nalek, because Abgeria only mentions variances between our Masera and the Masera of Chazal, or the Masera of Israel, or Asher, but Dako, whether with the Nalek or in Hay, is Datu Maseras. Datu Maseras. And in all the Svarim who write about Maseras, so they say that there is a variance between the Ashkenazic Sefer Torah and the Svarim Sefer Torah. In the Ashkenazic Sefer Torah, so Dako is written in Nalek, and in the Svarim Sefer Torah, Dako is written in Hay. Now I have to say, I'm not so young, and I looked at many Ashkenazic Sefer Torahs. I never looked at a single Sephardic Sefer Torah, but I looked at many Ashkenazic Sefer Torahs, and all the Sefer Torahs that I looked, so Dako is written there. I don't know why so many Mechaber write the Ashkenazic Sefer Torahs, Dako is an Aleph. I haven't seen a single. I understand, I mean, that in the garbage, Dako is written with an Aleph, because the Rav Shulchanor, so his brother, the Sheres Yehudah, writes the Chamatim Nochim, Hagulah of Shimon Zalman, that the Dako has to be written with an Aleph. So my impression is that in the garbage, the Sefer Torah, Dako is written with an Aleph too.
All
right, okay. It should be, because that's the psak of the Rav Shulchanor. But I know all the Sefer Torahs, Ashkenazi, so Dako is written with him. death had clear doesn't mention, why would not get mentioned? Abgeria only gives an exhaustive list of variances between our Messire and the Messire of Chazal, or Messire of certain Hashem, not Chazal. But this, even though the Sifah Asharoshim by the Radak, he says that that was written in Aleph, and there is a Sifah Masir by written by the Yomit Hashem, the Ramah, or the Rad Ramah, Masir is Yoga Tayo. So there it's written as to be written with hay. And here he has a Sifah around the Masir, the Sifah says in his Chirya Sifah. He also says in hay. The Radak is the one who says it has to be written with hay. Now, anyway, but my impression